what I've learned in maturity, and at first I was so hurt in my soul that I had to be the big leader. I had to be the one. I would be jealous if people started moving in front of me or differently. Jealousy would come. And God killed that, and he said, look at here. Your brand new mission in life is to make everybody great. John, if I can tell you one thing, make everybody great around you, and Jesus will promote you.
Welcome to Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You, the podcast that focuses on Christians that are active in everyday life. Join in as we speak to everyone from successful business owners to educators to athletes about their faith and how it helps them reach out and revolutionize those around them to do the same. And now get ready to roar with your host, the voice of manifestation, John Fuller.
Hey, Roar Nation, John Fuller here. And before we get started today, I want to share with you one major thing that has made a difference in my life, and that's working out and nutrition. So besides staying mentally fit, it's important to take care of your body, right? And that means having more energy and more focus throughout the day. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have really long days, and I need every advantage that I can get to keep up with my three kids. So my wife, Casey, has created an amazing online program that walks you through step-by-step how to work out and what to eat. The best part about it is she's taken out all the guesswork and what to do and how to do it. She shows you everything. She shoots videos, answers questions, walks you through the whole process. And honestly, the best part about it, besides the last thing that I said, is it's less than $20 a month. I don't know of anywhere you can get such an amazing program for less than $20 a month. So if you will go to our website on areyoureal.org, you'll see a banner on the right side of my beautiful wife. And if you will click on the banner, it'll take you right where you need to go to get started. And the way we've done that is we've created it all through Facebook. So all you have to do is click on there and it will walk you through and put you into a small private Facebook community. And also all the time I get questions about supplements, what to take, how to take them, do they really work, and we've taken care of that also. If you will send me a message through our website or through Facebook on Are You Real, I will gladly send you some samples of my favorite products that I take every day that help me stay focused and full of energy. So again, Facebook me, private message, send me an email. I will send you samples for free to help you get started. Jump on there, click on the link, send me a message, and we just want to get you mentally strong, physically fit, and for you to be the best you can be. Have a blessed day. Hey, Roar Nation, John Fuller here, and I am really excited today for today's special guest, Dr. Clyde Rivers. Dr. Rivers, are you ready and fired up?
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on.
All right. So Dr. Rivers is an acting ambassador at large for the Republic of Burundi, and I apologize if I said that wrong. As appointed by President Pierre and special advisor to the president, he is also the president of Republic of Africa. Dr. Rivers is the acting world peace ambassador for the Universal Peace Federation with special consultant status for economics for the United Nations. He is also the representative to the United Nations in New York for the Interfaith Peace Building Initiative and the United Nations Department of Public Information. He is also the acting ambassador and director of North American Division of the Golden Rule International. He is the founder and president of I Change Nations and Human Rights Global Congress. He is also the acting co-chairman of the Congressional Prayer Conference of Washington, D.C. Dr. Rivers, that is an amazing bio. There's a lot going on there. I apologize if some of it I hacked up. Man, I want to hear more about it, more about you, what you do, and how your faith intertwines with that.
Oh, man. John, what happened is, this is what I tell anyone that wants to follow Jesus. I say, when you keep your heart pure, the sky's the limit.
Amen.
When God doesn't always look for your ability, he looks for his heart. And when he can take his heart and you allow him to actually use your heart to help people, he will put you in places that you would never imagine. So the whole key to working for Jesus around the world, people, is a pure heart, to protect his image in people.
I love what you said. So let's jump into that real quick. Dr. Rivers, how would you say, tell people, what does a pure heart look like?
What I've done is, as I look at the issues around the world, every place I go, the one common thing I would say is a spirit of division. Doesn't matter if it's different skin colors, because most of the places I travel to, it's the same skin color and they're still divided. So in my opinion, a pure heart looks for the gift of God in people and not any surface issues.
Yeah, I love that. So when we see each other through God's eyes instead of our own eyes, we see the gifts within people and not race, division, color, all that stuff step aside, and we see them through the lens of love.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Rivers, let's jump in real quick. Just curious, how did you get into becoming an ambassador?
Oh, my man, I went to the country of Uganda on a missions trip, my first trip in Africa, and I went there at the time where they were having an election in Uganda. And I was invited to speak at one of the biggest churches, and I prophesied that the president was going to win the election. And as I walked off the stage, someone said, if you're wrong, we're going to kill you.
Hey, you better get that one right, buddy.
Welcome to the real prophetic.
Yes, sir.
And what happened, I was shaking in my boots, because at some places you prophesy and it's actually yay and amen. I've never had one. If you're wrong, we're going to kill you.
That's powerful.
So what ended up happening, the president won the election, and man, I was just welcomed in the country. So it all started with a missions trip. I had no idea. I was going to preach in small churches because I had a pastor friend that had a small church. So I was going in to meet, to work with him, and I ended up in one of the biggest churches, and I prophesied, and that's how it got started. And then I just bumped into it by accident. I was coming home, and I met, as I was in Africa on that trip, I was praying, God, how do I help Africa? And he says, Africa needs an education. So I come home and I meet with a friend of mine, and he takes me to meet the president of Latin University of Theology. And this man asked me, he said, would you help lead my education institution in Africa? I'm going to give you 10 honorary doctorates to give to key leaders. So when that came, I said, I'm going after 10 presidents. So I began to honor the presidents of these nations, all because of an idea that I was on a missions trip, obedient to speak. A president won the election, came home, a divine contact. I became the commissioner for Latin University of Theology for Africa. And it went from there.
Well, that's powerful. You know what that makes me think of is just a lot of Old Testament stuff like Radshak, Meshach, Abednego, things like that, where a lot of times we think you use the word accident, but man, it's God divine, because he gave you the words at the right moment to speak at the right time. And because of your obedience to speak what he gave you, it allowed you, it positioned you into a place that God had called you to.
Amen.
That's great. So, Dr. Rivers, has there been a scripture or like a success quote that has just been foundational for you as you've traveled down this journey as an ambassador that you have stood on?
It's Ephesians 3:20. It says, now to him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can imagine, according to the power that works in us. I've had to learn something about God. What I've learned about God is, he doesn't educate your head. He educates your heart and your feet. Let me explain. Nothing I'm doing today did I ever academically study for until after I've done it. So what he does, what I've seen, is he'll send a pure heart, because a pure heart can see clearly. So as I became the ambassador for this country, people were saying, where's your training? I go, a small church in Victorville, California, that had 100 people, and I talked it down to 20. Yeah, so
I talked it down to, I didn't grow it, I brought it down.
I brought it down to 20, and God had to make sure that I loved the 20 people more than I loved fame.
Yeah.
And then, as I was faithful over little for 15 years, he opened a continent and he's made me ruler over much. So never despise the little. It's your educator.
Man, that's great. I mean, so many times I know I did when I was in my early 20s, I had huge dreams and huge goals. And sometimes we do overlook the small things. And those are the things that are heart issues. And when we start to take value of people and small things, a lot of times you hear pastors or people say, I want to change the world, or I want to change nations, or do these great things, or have this powerful ministry. But yet somebody comes up besides them on the street and asks for help, or a friend or something like that. And they look past that one person because they're looking for multitudes, when God's saying, hey, just take care of this one small thing for me, and then I'll give you another.
God, that's so true. That's awesome.
I love that. Dr. Rivers, take us a little bit down your journey. You talked about going on the mission trip and those things, but can you go give me another story of you coming down this journey and going into, I would say, we talk about the seven mountains here. I know you're familiar with the seven mountains.
Yes.
Would you talk a little bit about the government and religion, a story about how those two intertwine for you? Because obviously you can't just jump into a nation and start preaching Jesus, because they don't want to hear it. And I wouldn't either, because I want to see result. And you can preach Jesus all you want, but if you're not bringing results, you're not bringing, there's no change.
Man, that's so true. I just wrote a book with Destiny Image with Don Norai, and we have excerpts from Miles Monroe in the book. And let me tell you what, the book is called The Forgotten Mountain. And it's a book that gives an actual reference to the seven mountains, but it explains why the seven mountains have not been occupied yet. People talk about the seven mountains all day, and I'm saying this thing has been going on for 30, 35 years. How come no believers on top of a mountain? And we actually wrote this book called The Forgotten Mountain. And our key scripture was Micah 4:1. And this is what it says. And it says, it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains. So we actually wrote a book because with the golden rule, I've already invaded the seven mountains. I'm in government, business, family. I've created an honor system with the golden rule. So we have infiltrated every mountain. But the mountain that people forget is self-governance. If God doesn't govern your heart, you will never govern a mountain for him.
Wow, Dr. Rivers, that's powerful. That's so true. You say that, you know what made me think? Is so many big name pastors and leaders over the last 20 and 30 years that have fallen. Not because they didn't love Jesus or things like that, but because they didn't govern their heart.
That's right. And so in this book, we deal with people, I believe, by the grace of God. I grew up special education, rode a short bus to a special school. I'm supposed to be a bad statistic. But Jesus, when he came in, I grew up in a home that had zero prejudice. My parents, they raised us. I never heard a derogatory word about any other culture from my dad and mom ever. So I grew up just loving everyone. And that's why today I work with every culture in the world. I've been to 80 nations, and my organization, I Change Nations, has ambassadors in over 120 nations. And we just love people, because people are the image of God is in everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful. So tell me, what is the best part about what you get to do every day?
Man, the best part, I get my actual ignorance gets attacked in me every day.
That's good.
Because my judgment of people is defied every day when I see brilliance in everyone.
Different lens on how you see people.
Oh my, because I'm in countries where I'm actually thinking these guys don't know anything like I know, and yet they built these things based on their own industrial revolutions, not based on mine as an American. I see brilliant people that don't even have electric, but they have more peace and more joy than I have in my country.
Yeah, they don't take things for granted.
They don't take it for granted. The kids kicking an actual plastic bottle, having so much fun. And me, I would need a new pair of tennis shoes, a new ball. If I had an old ball, I wouldn't be happy.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? I do. Absolutely. I think so many times we get caught up in the, I don't know if it's a spirit of greed and the things of this world. And it's hard not to. And I know we all get caught up in it. But going back to the forgotten mountain that you talked about is governing your heart. And when we allow the Lord to govern our heart, we're able to see those things as just how insignificant they are.
Yes.
And how important other people are.
Boy. And John, if you don't mind me sharing one thing, I got a major revelation, a golden rule, because I get fought a lot working with interfaith peace building. Have you left Jesus, brother? I get all those well-meaning religious questions. I said, what if I gave you a different lens? What if I told you that I'm a missionary to false cultures?
Ooh, that's powerful.
What if I told you that I'm sent in to be light, and everyone doesn't have to believe like me for me to love them?
Yes.
Man, Matthew, for all you listening to this podcast, this is going to help you today. Matthew 7:12 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, your neighbor as yourself. And then it says, upon this hangs the law and the prophets. John, what this is I didn't realize that every violation of law in the world is really a golden rule violation.
Okay.
And God placed all law in any country of the world, all law is predicated on the golden rule. So if you treat people how you don't want to be treated, the back door of that law kicks in, which means one day you'll be treated how you don't want to be treated.
Absolutely. So you're talking about reaping and sowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell national leaders, I said, look at here. God's given you a responsibility, man. I'm honored that you're the president. But you've been given a responsibility to protect the image of God in your country, sir. So, sir, your greatest currency is your people's minds. Because your country is built, and every country is built on the ideas of people. So stop wasting your currency and begin to empower your currency, which is the minds of people.
Yeah, that's powerful. When you just said that, you know, what I think about is we have, as Christians, we're created in the image of God and Christ and God in us. And when those things flourish, and you talk about the currency, the minds of the people, and as a president, as a believer, if he's able to steward that gift that he's been given well, those things are going to prosper.
The president of Burundi is a born-again Christian. I've been the ambassador there for 8 years. This man, for 8-year period, leads the praise and worship at the palace every Sunday night. He worships Jesus unashamedly. And this is why there's always a fight when you serve God at those levels.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry about that. I want to talk about Dr. Rivers. You have just amazing stories. You've been to 80 nations, done all these things, but can you take me on a moment? Obviously, in our lives, there's mountaintops and there's valleys, and it's really in the valleys where we learn, we've had hard experiences, and we've had failures. Would you share with me and our listeners, even if it's personal or within your business, that has been a huge failure for you, but not just the failure, but what God did through that, what that looked like on the outside when you came through?
One day, they call me the father of honor for the continent of Africa, because what I did, I was working with these different education institutions, and I went into Kenya at the time of the Constitution referendum, and I bought honorary doctorates for one of my institutions to 8 different leaders 2 weeks before the Constitution referendum. And what I did, I honored these guys, and these men took their honor, went to the media, and started fighting the opposition. So my institution gave them the actual platform to speak from. So What happened, John, is one day I wake up, I'm headline news as the American fraud. Ooh. For the entire country of Kenya. For 4 days, I was headline news as the American fraud. Mm. What they said was I had a fraudulent institution, and all these guys were receiving false honor from me because the institutions weren't government institutions. And not understanding that in America, we have religious freedom, so I don't have to have, I can have a religious free institution. But in that country, they actually have it, but it's worded different in their constitution. So the actual opposition owned the media. So they wanted their resolution put in the constitution, and I came and empowered the others. So they had to depower me to empower them.
Right.
So for 4 days, I'm headline news everywhere I go. In the morning, I'm headline news, newspaper. I'm in restaurants eating. I look back and I'm on the news. 40 million people. I'm sitting there, Lord, what did I do? He said, don't fight back. And man, I called attorneys and God said, don't fight back. So I didn't fight back. I come home. I tell my wife, I go, hey, babe, God told me to go back to Africa in 6 weeks. She goes, are you sure? I said, yes. So I went back in the country and I was met by the interfaith leaders. They said, we have never seen a man like you not fight back. Would you become the leader of Interfaith Peacebuilding Initiative?
Wow.
So what happened was, in the midst of that trial, people were watching my actions. And when I didn't fight back, God fought the battle for me. And within 2 weeks, I was appointed in Burundi as the honorary ambassador at large. First, I was the honorary consul for the state of California. But after that, it was really a time of promotion. I was promoted to be the head of North American division by the Interfaith Peacebuilding, appointed by the former president of Ethiopia and his top board chairman, Musi Hailu. And then the president of Burundi asked me to be the ambassador at large, which means the ambassadorship has no boundaries. I'm the ambassador of any country I go into. So, John, I don't mean to talk so much, but in the midst of that fire was my promotion. I challenge anyone, when you're going through the fire, ask the right questions, because there's a promotion on the other side when you're obedient in the fire.
Yeah, that's good. So many times, I think because it's our ego or our pride or whatever, automatically when we're attacked, the first thing we want to do is counterattack. And obviously, because you let God do the fight for you, allowed him to take you to the place where he wanted you to be, which was a promotion.
And I'm here today, John, because I didn't fight back.
Wow. That's a great lesson to learn, especially for myself and for our listeners. Dr. Rivers, I want to jump into, this is a little bit off topic, but I know you specialize in this. I would like to discuss a little bit about the process of healing. What is the key, if you were to say top one or top three things that you bring into that our listeners could take away of value? Because I know if you can bring it to a nation, you can bring it to a person, because ultimately the nation is built up of people. But what is the process of healing and what does that look like?
That's a great question, man. Because I've been working on that. I've created Golden Rule Dialogue and I'm going to launch that pretty soon. So let me tell you what it is. Healing process. First, you have to understand that, how did you get hurt? And most times, example, I, Dr. Rivers, all I am, I'm a sum total of my experiences and what history has taught me. So if I'm at odds or I'm hurt because someone did something to me, I now learn to understand that person is the sum total of their experiences and what history's taught them. So now I'm able to sit and say, wait, they didn't hurt me on purpose all at times. At times, it's my perception of the pain has allowed me to enslave them to my thinking. So what I do now, I say, look at here, let me sit down. And then I've created a new way of thinking. I said, let's sit down and create a new thinking system. Because many times out of the pain, people didn't attack me how I thought they did. They attacked me based on their history and their experiences, and mine that was different from theirs allowed pain to come to me because of how they treated me. So now I say, let us set back and let's teach each other. So I'm creating a thinking, a new way of learning. So can you please educate me on why you think that way or why you said that? And now I say, great, I want you to teach me and I'm going to teach you. So now I begin to see major healings take place because people are now learning from each other and not the voice of accusation is silenced when we begin to learn from each other. So if you have pain from relationships that have gone bad, sometimes that pain is real, but it's actually truth on both parts that hasn't been understood. So when you can dialogue about it, you get to the truth, and sometimes the pain leaves right away.
Oh, man, that's powerful. I like that. There's a lot of people. The reason I brought that up is I've been doing, like you do your golden rule chats, I've been doing some challenges on Facebook Live and some things. And I talk about this morning, I got an email from a lady who was deeply hurt. She lost her son to suicide some years ago. And I get emails like that all the time from all over the world. And people are just hurt. And it doesn't matter how big or small, but they need to walk through the process. And like you said, sometimes they just need a dialogue and write it down. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Dr. Rivers, let's talk about, we're going to jump into Let's Get Real Round. I want to talk about, what do you feel like your biggest strength and your biggest gifting is in the area of being an ambassador and what you do?
My biggest strength is no prejudgment. I've learned that great things may come in ugly packages, and sometimes ugly things come in great-looking packages. So I've learned to have no prejudgment. As I'm working on behalf of the country, everyone's welcome. So I can't have a bias of this, that, or the other. I have to look plainly at how they're going to help our nation. So this has helped me put down any prejudgments because I have to listen to all for the benefit of the country I represent.
Wow, that's powerful. So one thing that I've noticed is there's and I don't even know how this would apply to you, but within operating in our strength, sometimes it can become a weakness because it's an overextension of our strength. Have you recognized that in yourself, or what would you say your biggest weakness is? You're laughing, so I'm assuming there's something you got for us.
And then my staffs around the world understand that this is what I thought for a long time. I thought people had to learn how to communicate with me because I was the actual leader. But what I actually realized was I have to learn how they function.
Yes.
Because as a highly dominant personality, I want the highlights, not the details.
Yes.
So I was offending people all day with my strength that's great to bust down doors and is great to be the on the front of the spiritual warfare. But everyone behind me was laying down because I had knocked them out.
I'm laughing because what you're saying is you're a high D, I'm assuming, and I'm the same thing. I think if you take a DISC profile, that's one of the things it talks about is you can be lean in an organization. You're like, hey, we arrived. We got to the top of the mountain. You turn around. You're like, hey, where's everybody at?
Everybody else ducked and fell down. Yeah. So, John, that what I've learned in maturity, and at first I was so hurt in my soul that I had to be the big leader. I had to be the one. I would be jealous as people started moving in front of me or differently. Jealousy would come. And God killed that. And he said, look at here. Your brand new mission in life is to make everybody great.
Mm.
John, if I can tell you one thing, make everybody great around you and Jesus will promote you.
Wow. I'm writing that down, brother. Let me ask you this. What does that look like? So what does making everybody great? How do you do that in your life?
What I do is this. I've created an actual statesman's training program where I'm actually teaching people how to be statesmen, which is actually, man, Revelation 1:6, he calls us kings and priests. So in the church, we've taught people how to be the priest, but we haven't taught them how to be the king.
Mm.
So I've created a statesman training program that teaches people how to be the priest and know when to be the king and know when to be the priest and know when to be both.
All right. That's got me excited. That kind of jumps into our next question. I'm sorry to cut you off, but let's dive into that. So I believe, what is the biggest thing that God's stirring inside of you right now within that? Because you're doing training, raising up people, talking about greatness. What is that one thing that right now has just got you just stirred up?
What has me stirred up is, with the golden rule, I believe I'm a global solution. Let me explain, John. Every issue in the world is a people mistreatment issue. And I believe with the golden rule, it's given me a front door to go in and teach people how to treat God's creation, or they're going to get the back door. The back door is how you treated them. One day you'll be treated that same way. Every country that's ever oppressed people, the one that oppressed is now the oppressed.
Yes.
We need a true repentance in nations, a true repentance, not a religious repentance. We need a change of heart. And that's not going to come through a religious prayer. That's going to come through. I'll never forget, a gentleman told me something, and I'm going to answer that question. A gentleman that was a peacekeeper in the midst of certain genocides, he said, a good reconciliation had both sides weeping. The one that killed and the one that had people killed, they're both weeping, holding each other. That's a reconciliation. But what it really is, it's a repentance. So when the ones that oppressed feel just as bad about the oppression as the one that was oppressed, we'll see nation changing. Because, so John, what I do, I look at gifts. I tell people, you are squelching God's gift. So my greatest thing is this. I go into countries with the law of the golden rule as my foundation, Matthew 7:12. And I tell them, sir, you're mistreating these people. That's going to come back on you one day.
Yes.
Does that make sense, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you're talking about that, the scripture that I think about so clearly, I've used it in my life. It says, God is not mocked, that every man will reap what he sows. And in church for years, you hear people, I mean, a lot of times that's brought into tithing. People want to bring that into a money context, which is fine. But the thing is, that applies everywhere in our life. If I treat somebody rude or I'm ugly to them, I'm going to be treated that way. If I walk around with a smile on my face and joy, and I greet people and I'm kind and I'm loving, then all of a sudden that same persona or whatever you want to call it, whatever is coming off of me in the way I'm treating people, all of a sudden I'm literally reaping what I'm sowing into others.
John, that's so true. And John, let me share one thing I've seen. There's only one thing in the world more powerful than God. Yes, everyone, listen.
You're going to get some people stirred on this one. I'm waiting. I'm on the edge of my seat.
The Bible says the tradition of men make the word of God of no effect.
Ooh.
Everywhere I've gone where there's issues, there's man's tradition makes the word of God of no effect. Be it tribal traditions, be it religious tradition, where there's tradition, the word of God is not effective. And that's how people get stuck in religion, in cultural tribal wars, racial tensions, racial things, because of a tradition that they're not willing to let go of.
Yes.
And so everybody, that's scriptural. The tradition of men make the word of God of no effect. So somebody asked me last night, they said, Clyde, why is there no member of Bible? I said, check the hearts of men. I said, we can be in the same church building saying amen, hallelujah, but have hatred in our heart for someone that's a different color, a different nationality, and or even in countries where people are the same skin color. I've seen countries with black people, and I'm an African-American, and I've seen black on black that doesn't like each other in the same church because of tribes. Wow. I go to Hispanic countries, I see brown people struggling with other brown people. So I'm going, this is a spirit of division, not a race.
Yes.
Amen, John.
Man, I totally agree. I mean, it's exciting that you're bringing clarity to that, because all over the news right now, we see the things with whites and blacks and police and all these things, and people want to throw a label on it and call it racism, when in fact it's just a spirit of division working within people's hearts. It has nothing to do about color, because you're seeing that all over the world with people of the same color. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. What it is this. This is what I tell people. My experience in life and my history is all I know. So your history and your experience is all you know. So if they're different, we have to learn about each other to bring a transformation. And that's what I'm doing with Golden Rule Dialogue. When that thing is launched, I will let you know, because I want to train people in Golden Rule Dialogue, which is put all your titles down. Let's come to the table. And it's time for me to learn from you and you learn from me.
I love it. All right, Dr. Rivers, we're going to jump into the Kung Fu round. I call it kicking game. So we are all called to share the gospel. I'm really interested in how that looks for you as an ambassador, because in politics, especially dealing with nations and the level of people that you deal with, you can't just jump in there and start waving your Jesus banner and all that, because it's just not going to be received, my friend. What does that look like with your gifts and talents, what you're doing? How are you able to share the gospel with people?
People can see a pure heart right off the bat, and they come because your politicians are used to a certain lingo. There, as you meet certain politicians, the actual game begins. Well, I don't play the game. I come in, how are you? How can we help you? And once they watch me for a season of time, I become their dear friend, because I don't need them for anything, because my God supplies all my need, so I can freely help, and they see a pure heart. So I get a chance to minister to them after I've won them. I will prophesy to these people across tables without all the yeah and sha-ba-ba-ba-ba, without
that. The yabba-dabba-do?
Yeah, yabba-dabba-doos. I'll sit there and I'll be talking. There's going to be a great thing that takes place in your country. Your people will be unified. They'll have this. You'll build this, because a creative flow is coming into your country. So make sure, Mr. President, that you allow everyone in your country to have free access to their brain. Yes. So they can better your country.
I love it. I like it, man. So you're going in and just, you're building relationship, and people see your heart. They know you're true and genuine. And because of that, they're able to see the love of Christ through that.
And John, one thing else, they're also able to feel no prejudgment because they're not like me.
Yeah, absolutely.
People can feel prejudgment. See, John, I don't even use the word prejudice anymore. I just call it prejudgment. Judgment before you know.
Yes. I like it. All right. So let's jump into a personal daily habit that you have that's contributed to having a solid walk with Jesus.
What I do, I have to better myself every single day. I will do instructional study of something to better my knowledge about God. Every single day, every day. I'm an actual public speaker. And this morning I was studying public speaking to actually make sure that I can bring Jesus' message more clearly to people without a religious lens.
Yeah, that's good. I like that you said that, because I think so many times if you spent any amount of time in organized religion or things like that, and I'm not downplaying that, I don't want to obviously offend anybody,
right,
but the problem is sometimes is we get the certain lingo and the certain actions, and we see those things within denominations. But when in fact you talk about man-made traditions, sometimes Jesus gets left out in the equation, and it becomes man-made instead of Jesus-made.
Man, John, what you're saying there, the Bible says in Peter, it says, be established in present truth. Many people are established in historical truth, and historical truth, hear this, people, don't get offended, can become the enemy of present truth.
Yes. Got to change the lens, my friend.
Man, I'm telling you this here. When you can change the lens and really understand that there's a freedom of speech, let me tell you what true freedom of speech is. When I'm looking at people through the lens of God and I'm speaking with that lens, that's truly freedom of speech, because it empowers everyone, because I'm looking at the right thing in them.
That's great. Dr. Rivers, what's a recent book or something that's really impacted you lately that you could share with our listeners?
My book, I'm not saying this in a bad way, because I really believe that people have the mountain that they forgot. And people, understand my heart when I say this. I'm a proponent of the seven mountains, but I'm not a proponent of them not being occupied by us. So if they're going to be occupied by us, We have to get back to the mountain of the house of the Lord, which is our heart, and let God govern our heart. Because in my life, John, I grew up out of bounds. Special education, short bus, special school, stutterer, finds Jesus, gets baptized in the Holy Spirit, whether people struggle with that or not, it's just what happened in my life. Begin to actually live a life baptized with the Holy Spirit, praying in the Spirit, and He's taken me above and beyond what I can ask or imagine. He never trained me physically for anything, but steps of obedience has allowed Him to flourish when I stand up.
Man, I love that you said that.
I didn't have to study politics. I didn't have to study. I'm a preacher of a small church that, when it got small, learned how to love people and care about people and not just care about numbers. So I wanted to be this guy that had big numbers because numbers validated me. And when I got to the point to where God brought the ministry back down to about 20 people, I learned how to love and cherish the people that we had.
That's good. So tell our listeners real quick, what is the name of your book?
It's The Forgotten Mountain, and Dr. Don Norai Sr., that's another story. My goodness. As you're walking in your purpose, and I'll give them the book stuff. I was preaching at a small church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for a pastor's appreciation. I didn't want to go. It was a cold, snowy night. I'm like, man, I got to leave California to go back to the cold. I wasn't really happy. I go, I do it. At the end of the night, after I speak, this man comes and says, I've never asked anyone to co-author a book with me in the world. I never ask it. I go, who are you? He goes, I'm Don Norai Sr., the founder of Destiny Image Books.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So within 6 months, we write the book with a co-author, and we had excerpts from Miles Monroe in the book. So what happens, you can't intellectually interpret this. You have to let steps of obedience, and you walk in, and who would have ever thought a small church on going to a small pastor's appreciation night sharing would bring me into a book that's now in 15,000 bookstores.
Wow, Dr. Rivers, that's powerful. I mean, I'm listening to your entire life story that you're sharing with us, and every single thing has been about you just being obedient and taking the step. Even though you didn't want to do it, when you did it, God just continued to open doors for you.
Man, John, I'm telling you, please, if I can tell you audience out there, please listen. Don't intellectualize God away. And it's some things that you can't get good counsel for. Please, this is going to sound wrong. When He's given you something that hasn't been created yet, your counselor is the Holy Spirit.
Yes. That's exciting.
And I'll give you an example. When I started working in government as an ambassador, my pastor friends were giving me pastoral advice, religious advice. And when I became the ambassador, that they go, you're responsible for every citizen, whether they believe like you or not.
Yeah. It's amazing to think you went from 20 talking about the church over to a nation because you took care of the small things.
20 people to 10 million.
Wow.
Stuart. So I tell people, faithful over little. And watch this here. There's after little, there isn't an in-between. There's much. When you're faithful over little, next step is much. Faithful over little, ruler of much. Faithful over little. So I tell people, quit looking for the intermediate stage.
Just take care of what you have now. I like it. All right, Dr. Rivers, let's jump into a question that I ask everyone. And this is, if you were to go back to the younger you, what age would you pick? And what advice would you give yourself that would propel you even more into your future now?
I was a Division I basketball player for University of Utah. I would have went back to probably 21 and put the work ethic I learned with basketball, put that same work ethic into God.
Okay. Why? Expand on that a little.
Because I gave basketball everything in my younger days. I would practice and I would play for 6 to 8 hours every single day because I wanted to be the best, and I didn't really know God. So if I could go back and know God at 21 with the same basketball passion, wow, yeah. Life would have been so different. Because let me tell you this, life in God is about discipline, not highlights.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. All right, Dr. Rivers, before we jump into parting thoughts, I just want to give a quick moment for our sponsor.
When your schedule is as busy as mine, seeing a doctor can be very difficult. But what if there was a service that can connect you to a U.S. board-certified physician anytime, anywhere? And what if I told you that it's as close and as easy as your telephone? 24/7 MedPlan is an amazing solution that provides telephone access 24/7 between patients and doctors. With medical costs rising and wait times at ERs and clinics getting longer, 24/7 MedPlan allows doctor consults that are on your schedule. What if it's 11 p.m. Saturday night and your child has a fever? Do you go to the ER, endure a three-hour wait, and hundreds or even thousands of dollars in cost? Instead, you can talk live to a medical doctor right then in the comfort of your home, which may avoid a costly visit to the ER. That's peace of mind. Go to 24/7 MedPlan now and register to save time and money and get peace of mind. No deductibles, no contracts, all pre-existing conditions are covered. Offer just $29.95 per month for your whole family at 24/7 MedPlan. So go now to Are You Real and click on the banner 247medplan.com and get peace of mind now.
All right, Dr. Rivers, let's jump into parting thoughts. Man, you've given us... Man, I love your stories just talking about Africa. And the thing that really stands out to me about your life has just been your obedience of allowing God to move in your life, about stepping into things that maybe you didn't want to at the moment, but because you did, He continued to open doors for your life. And I just can't think of anything better than that, because it's real, it's authentic, and it allows people to see what God can do in somebody's life, even when they're not educated in the area that God's called them to. But I'm saying all that to ask you, what would be one last piece of parting advice that you would give our listeners before we leave today?
Really, some simple advice. You don't have information about a future that you haven't seen yet. So walk in steps of obedience, and it'll lead you to where you can't imagine.
All right. I will definitely highlight that. Dr. Rivers, will you share with us before we leave as well? You have books, you have programs, you're a speaker. What is the best way for our listeners who feel just compelled to the things you're talking about whether it's politics or the things you've written about? How do we find you? Where are you at?
Okay. Dr. Clyde Rivers, DrClyderIvers. At AOL.com. That's how they can personally get a hold of me on email. And if they Google my name, they're going to see I have I Change Nations website. I have all these. If they Google my name, they will see all the work that we're doing in the world. But if they want to contact me, they can contact me through Dr. Rivers at AOL.com.
Okay, fantastic. Dr. Rivers, don't hang up. I'm going to go ahead and close our show out. Listeners, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you took away some huge value for the things that Dr. Rivers spoke about today. Everything that we've talked about today will be on our website, rureal.org. That's rureal.org. And I will have Dr. Rivers on there, the show highlights, books that he's talked about, his web addresses, how to find them. If you have any questions, we will get you in contact with Dr. Rivers. Dr. Rivers, I just want to tell you the thing that comes to my mind as we talk today. I do want to share with you, I believe you absolutely are a world changer and a friend to nations.
Wow.
And I just thank you for being that real authentic who God has allowed, or I'm sorry, you have allowed God to shine through you. And because of that, you're going to be a friend to nations and you are going to be a true world changer. So anyways, Roar Nation, please get on iTunes, Google Play, like us, review us, share all the things that we're doing, and just remember, be real, be authentic, and be you, and have a blessed day.
That's all for this episode of Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You. Be sure to go to rureal.org for your free questionnaire to identify your gifts and talents and how you can use them to help people become leaders and catapult them into their destiny to help others become the leaders of tomorrow.
We appreciate you spending your time with us and look forward to helping you reach out and revolutionize next time on Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You.